Doorman is such a creep. Did you see him leering at me? It's all your fault, Daddy, for picking out a backless gown. You always have to put me in something I can't wear a bra with. Oh, right. You're greeting. Sorry. Good evening, Daddy. I'm here to serve your cock. The gown? Yeah, it's nice. I didn't recognize the name on the tag, though. Some new up-and-coming designer? No, I didn't Google it. I already forgot the name. What am I doing? I'm texting my sister. Yes, I know the no phones rule, but we're just driving. It's no big deal. I need a new one, by the way. The screen on this one is getting all fucky. Can we go to the Apple store soon? Alright, fine. Putting it away. Jeez. Where are we going anyway? Ooh, a surprise. Come on, these fancy shindings are basically all the same. Whether it's a fundraiser or the ballet, is there really much of a difference? Excited. Not especially. I mean, we've been to so many of these lately. It's hard for me to muster much excitement at this point. Huh? Yeah, I used to. Of course I used to. At first. It was fun being a shiny new arm candy. Watching you show off your hot young plaything. All the while clutching their pearls with that scandalous age difference while their pervy husbands drooled over me. And I loved whispering dirty things in your ear and making you squirm in front of your bougie rich friends. Oh, sorry. Your colleagues. Remember that first gala you brought me to? I remember chatting with a few of your colleagues when you walked up behind me. He whispered in my ear that I had exactly 2 minutes to put my panties in your hand or I'll be punished, and that you'd be timing me. I had no idea where the restroom was. I finally panicked and ducked around the corner and just slipped them all. My heart was pounding out of my chest. Anyone could have walked by. Oh, God, that was so fucking hot. I was so wet the rest of the night. I was terrified people could smell it on me. Things were more exciting when we could pull off stuff like that. Back then, I was just some pretty face that might never see again. I couldn't take a risk like that now. They all know me as your girlfriend and not just some casual fling. I actually have to face these people again. Oh, we're here already? What? No valet parking? Wait, where are we? Okay, now I want to know what's going on. Why are we parked into this tiny back alley and in such a sketchy looking neighborhood? Is this one of those secret underground BDSM parties? Daddy, are you eyes wide shutting me? Okay then, Mr. Mysterious, keep your secrets. This must be some kind of joke. What do you mean this is it? This is... what is this? was just standing in the middle of a dank, dirty alley in a shitty neighborhood. I don't get it. Where's the party? There is no party? Lesson? What lesson? Daddy, what are you talking about? Spoiled? How have I been acting spoiled? I haven't... No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean... No, Daddy, I won't talk back again. Neil? Here? But Daddy, my new dress... Ew, this gutter has drain water running all down... No, I'm sorry. Of course I'll get on my knees for you, Daddy. Whenever you want, wherever you want. Yeah, a little. I'm sorry, but yes, it's a brand new dress, so yeah, I'm a little upset. The dress, what? Never thanked you for it? Didn't I? I thought I... At least I meant to. I remember wanting to tell you how much I loved it. When I first slipped it on and felt the fabric clinging to me so delicately. When I looked in the mirror and saw how perfectly it accentuated the soft, sloping curves of my body. The slit along the side, going all the way up my thigh. And the tiny, delicate straps that make it seem like the front is held onto me by magic. As if one wrong move or gust of wind, I'd be completely naked from the waist up. And the color... It's so beautiful. I really did mean to thank you, Daddy, and tell you how much I love this gown. And the shoes that match perfectly. And the necklace. Oh, Daddy, you have such elegant taste. I should have told you before now. As soon as I got in the car, I must have been distracted. No. Mm-mm. I'm grateful. And spoiled. Just like you said. Did I even thank you for the last one? Or the one before that? Oh my God, Daddy, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've been horrible. I've been a spoiled, ungrateful little brat. Daddy, I'm so sorry. The way I've been acting. What you must think of me. God. Please forgive me, Daddy. Punish me as much as you need to. Please. If I wasn't already on my knees, I'd get down to beg your forgiveness. Please, Daddy. Please. I'll do anything. Anything. I'll be such a good girl from now on. You'll see. I'll show you just how thankful I am for you. How much I appreciate everything you do for me. Whatever you want. Whatever it takes. I'll do it. Whatever the punishment. I'll endure it. You'll see, Daddy. I'll show you. Yes, Daddy. I'll say whatever you want. Repeat after you. Okay. I am Daddy's dirty little whore. And no matter how elegantly I'm dressed, or how expensive the jewelry I wear, or how graceful and sophisticated I look, I'll never, ever forget. I am nothing but a dirty back alley whore. And here is where I belong. on my knees in a nasty, grimy gutter. Like the cheap, sleazy little slut I am. With daddy's cock in my mouth. Now suck my... Oh, right. Yes, daddy. Thank you, daddy. Thank you for letting me make it up to you. I'll suck it so good for you. I'll show you how sorry I am for being such a spoiled ungrateful naughty little girl. Oh, you're so hard for me already. You must really like seeing me like this, don't you, daddy? Does it turn you on to have me on my knees, dressed up all fancy in this elegant designer gown, kneeling in the filthy drain water of this dirty back alley gutter? He liked me looking so sophisticated and refined. Want to fire in your heart, cut like a cheap, depraved whore. So do I. Pussy is so fucking wet, daddy. Let me show you what a dirty, cock-hungry whore I am. Under all this grace and elegance. Daddy. silk in this beautiful dress. So that it runs all down. I'm not spitting on it. Lesson. For me to really understand that I'm nothing but a filthy gutter slut. I think I need you to treat me like one. I think you need to fuck my face in this rundown alley like the cheap heart that I spoiled, ungrateful, childish, little brat. I've disappointed you. Take it out on my throat. Daddy, punish me with your big, thick, daddy. Tucks. Here, let me lay my dress down for you. It's already covered in dirty drain water. Not to mention all the spit and pre-cum that dripped onto it off my chin. Oh no, the gown fit me so perfectly around the hips. I didn't want any panty lines. There. Now, I can turn around, get down on all fours, and you can come fuck me from behind. Fucking dirt all on your pants. Oh, daddy. I really am such a filthy whore for you now. Completely naked. And nothing but my heels and cherry. Down on my hands and knees on the dirty ground. In this grungy alley. Like a common street corner whore. But I want to come so fucking bad. My tight, slutty little pussy needs to come. Please, Daddy. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Please, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Oh, please. No. No, please. Put it back in. No. Daddy, please give it back. You're right. I don't deserve it. I've been such a spoiled little brat. Over there? Yes, Daddy. Is this where you want me, Daddy? With my back against the dumpster? Come. Oh, I'm right on the edge. Teddy, please. Don't be a cum. Out of my tight. I'm be a little pussy. Yes. 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 Okay, now I can come. Yes. I feel your cum. Fucking hot. Tuxedo jacket is so warm with your body heat. Ooh. You gonna carry me back to the car? I love this. Your strong arms scooping me up. My head resting gently on your chest. Oh, wait, my dress. I'm sure it just needs a good dry cleaner. No, Daddy, I don't want a new one. I'm grateful for the one I have. I like to keep it to always remind me of this night. Is that okay? Thank you, Daddy. Yeah, if you just squat down a little, I can. Just. Peach, got it. Thank you, Daddy. For the dress, the shoes, the jewelry, and for tonight. Hmm. so grateful for you, Daddy. For everything you do for me. And I'll never forget it. Never again.